This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. For decades, new inmates in California's state prison system have undergone a practice that was officially banned in this country a long time ago, racial segregation. It was just for a temporary processing period, and officials at the Department of Corrections said it was the only way to prevent gang violence. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court said it is unconstitutional anyway. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen has this report.
It's been customary, though not written policy, for inmates in California to be separated by race for the first 60 days of incarceration or when transferred to a new facility. Margot Bach of the California Department of Corrections says prisoners are also segregated by where they come from. And she adds that's what most inmates prefer.
A white inmate may not want to be housed with a black inmate. A northern Hispanic inmate may not want to be housed with a southern Hispanic inmate. There are respect issues, there are geographic issues, there are conflict issues.
According to yesterday's ruling by the Supreme Court, the Department of Corrections will no longer be able to rely on racial segregation to avoid conflicts. The case was first brought to court in 1995 by inmate Garrison Johnson. Johnson is an African-American inmate who's serving time for murder, robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon. He filed suit against the California Department of Corrections, claiming that segregation was humiliating and violated his 14th Amendment right to equal protection. After repeatedly losing in lower courts, Johnson prevailed yesterday in the Supreme Court 5-3 ruling. Bert Deixler is Garrison Johnson's attorney.
Mr. Johnson, for the first time in 18 years, will be permitted to be housed in a cell in the California prison system, not based upon the color of his skin, but rather based upon what is in the best interest of Mr. Johnson and the prison system generally.
To some, yesterday's decision makes perfect sense. In 1968, the court put an end to long-term racial segregation in the nation's prisons. Yesterday, the justices further clarified that standard. They said that governmental institutions can only use racial segregation in extraordinary circumstances and with strict scrutiny. Gloria Romero chairs the State Senate Committee on California's correctional system and has been lobbying to end the segregation policy.
49 other states in this country do not segregate on the basis of race. You can't predict someone's violent propensities by looking at the color of their skin when they walk into a reception center.
The Bush administration backed this argument and supported Garrison Johnson in the case. Some justices who supported the Department of Corrections argued that the segregation was only temporary. In a dissenting opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas also argued that decisions regarding who should share a cell were best made by the people running California's prisons, especially considering the danger of prison gangs. The case now goes back to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, where California must show evidence that its segregation policy is both necessary and effective, a burden that legal experts say will be hard to meet. Margot Bach of the Department of Corrections says they'll wait until the circuit court makes its decision before making any revisions to their policy.
It takes a lot of time to change a practice that's evolved over 25 years. So this is not something that we're going to be able to accomplish overnight. We have to look at everything and see how we can evolve this practice.
Bach says should the circuit court rule the segregation policy unnecessary, the Department of Corrections is prepared to revise it. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.
Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Alex Chadwick.